Well, what was being discussed here in Morocco is the culmination of a 3-year process to try to solve the impasse in the IWC between the whaling countries and the conservation anti-whaling countries. The IWC adopted a commercial whaling moratorium in the 1980s, but unfortunately, three countries, Japan, Norway, and Iceland, are still whaling. Norway and Iceland under an exception, and Japan is still whaling under what they call scientific whaling in the Southern Ocean. So this has been a dialogue and negotiation to try to see, is there any common ground, is there any middle place to get to reduce whaling significantly, and basically to get Japan to stop whaling in the Southern Ocean sanctuary, that's Antarctica. They've been working on this for 3 years, and unfortunately the talks collapsed today. And it's over, there will be no consent.
And why did they collapse?
Well, they collapsed because they just couldn't reach agreement. And basically, although Japan was able to reduce the number of whales it took, they refused to stop scientific whaling in Antarctica. They call it science, it's really commercial. They refused to phase that out. And there are many governments who said, there's no deal. We're not going to give a quota to Norway, Iceland, or Japan in the Northern Hemisphere if you will not stop whaling in the sanctuary off of Antarctica, which is very ecologically fragile. Basically, it was because the government, there was a lack of political will to bring the government together. Some of us hoped they could do it, that they could basically have a peace treaty for the whales and find the middle ground, but they weren't able to do it.
And so I had read that there was a deal on the table, at least earlier today. Is that, are all deals off the table now?
That's off the table. There was a proposal submitted by the chair and vice chair of the IWC, something that they felt was a point of negotiation. It wasn't something that many countries were supporting, but they felt this could be a way forward. They had a day and a half of closed door, meaning no public and no media, negotiations between all the governments based on that text. But they were not able to agree on how they could amend that text to make it acceptable, so that text is gone, and the talks have closed.
So they've completely closed, so what comes next, then, if anything?
Well, that's a good question. What's next is basically the status quo. What that means, the status quo, is there's a commercial whaling moratorium, but for Japan, Norway, and Iceland, it's just on paper. Japan is now free to continue whaling in the Southern Ocean. Governments yell at them every year, but it's not sufficient. And Norway and Iceland will continue to set their own quotas and go whaling. We're hopeful, or at least we're encouraging Japan to voluntarily reduce, phase down the numbers of whales it kills in the sanctuary. But there's no guarantee that they will do that at all. It is unfortunate. It is very disappointing.
What kind of presence has the U.S. government had in these discussions, if any?
Well, the U.S. is very present, has been very engaged. The U.S. is very anti-whaling, of course, supports the moratorium and the sanctuary. But the U.S., really for the past 3 years, the previous commissioner, Dr. William Hogarth, and the current commissioner, Monica Medina, the whaling commissioner, are trying very hard to help the governments negotiate to find a middle ground, to find common ground. At the end of the day, nor could the U.S. accept what Japan had offered either. It was not an effort to lift the moratorium at all. The U.S. government, Pew Environment Group that I'm with, and others, want to keep the moratorium, but we were hoping there could be some compromise way forward to get Norway and Iceland to reduce their whaling and Japan to stop whaling in the Southern Ocean. It didn't happen, but we're going to continue to push Japan to do something voluntarily.